Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bravs. Guess what my name is? It's Ronnie, and I'm with my little friend, Benjamin. Ben, how are you, babe?
Oh, I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, good. We're just knocking these out today, man. This is a podcast day, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. We are on a podcast marathon. We are in the thick of it because after we're done doing recording all these episodes, we pivot right back into preparations for the crappies. Time is running up. By the way, if you haven't voted yet, definitely go vote. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your to find the ballot, to vote, to get your tickets, to either be there in person, be there virtually. So excited for the show. We have so many really cool guests that are coming. It's going to be huge. I think this may be the most guests we've ever had for the crappies, I think, actually.
I think so. And this Friday, it will be at the Wiltern in LA. So come out and see us. Also, the night before, Thursday, we are going to be in Phoenix, which we're super excited about. I don't think we went to Phoenix last round. So it'll be great to see you guys again over there. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com, okay? And today, we have a very special episode. It's another firing episode on Below Deck, everybody.
I know. The editors are tricky. Tricky editors, because I was like, well, with Camille, earlier in the season, Captain Lee, when he said he was going to leave the boat, he said he was going to leave the boat, and then it said to be continued. And then when Camille was fired, Sandy was like, I'm going to have to let you go, dum-dum. And it was like, to be continued. But this time it was like, listen, you have to have respect for the hierarchy. And then it was like, to be continued. So I was like, oh, so she won't be fired because everyone who's been fired has been fired right before the to be continued. But I was fooled.
Well, the trick should have been this word. Your lack of respect is insurmountable.
I know, like that was the key. That was the giveaway.
John Kardashian, or what's that guy's name? The Dorinda dated? John Medesian. It's like a first date with John Medesian. Insurmountable. So when you say, I just remember a visual that we used to make about that guy with Dorinda climbing on top of him with flip-flops. I don't know why that has stuck in my head for all these years, but there you go. So we get these dinosaur, and now it's like a horror movie, like that. And we come back to Candy, and she goes, when you said yes, Sandy, I mean, Captain, that was a fuck you in my face. Now, you know what? If that was a fuck you in my elbow, I could have forgiven it. But a fuck you in my face.
No matter what job you work in, you have to respect the hierarchy, not the hierarchy, but the hierarchy. Because there's a lowarchy and there's a mediumarchy, but there's a hierarchy. And that's the one you got to pay attention to.
If you ever want a job, you're going to need to be hiredarchy. Okay? So you got to respect it. So guess what? I'm letting you go. Okay? Ross, escort her off the boat. I was like, geez, I don't know that that's necessary. My goodness.
She's like, bye. A lot of people were like, wow, she should have had Fraser in that meeting or whatever. Do you think she should have had Fraser there for that firing?
Yes. I don't think you should call the head of the other department. I think she's doing some sneaky stuff, this captain.
I think she should have given a heads up to her. She should have had them both in there at the very least. I agree.
Yeah, she should have. And she also has first officers and first mates and all that shit that she could have had in there. You know, like how Captain Lee does that. The other captains will bring in one of the people not connected in some way to the actual cast. I think that that's a little shitty. But that's what she's doing. She's playing people against each other. That's the whole point of it, you know? So, and also I think she didn't bring Fraser because she doesn't want Fraser standing up for Alyssa, and she doesn't want any more disrespect because it's going to make her look weak, you know? So,
and by the way, yeah. And by the way, there are people who are saying online about regarding the crappies. They're like, I can't believe you have Camille as like biggest villain and not Alyssa. Well, Camille, Alyssa wasn't a villain when the ballot was made. Things changed very quickly. So that's what that's all about.
Also, this started during January. So that year, Alyssa was not available for a villain because, yeah, she wasn't a villain yet. So,
but Alyssa has become steadily more obnoxious, and as evidence here, when she gets fired, she goes, "Thank you," and then as she walks away, she's like, "That is like so funny, like oh my god, like that's so funny." I'm like, "Yeah, real hilarious that your terrible work ethic is on display for future jobs." Did you see her? The clip of her on Watch What Happens Live?
No.
Andy basically asked her. I forget what the question was. It was kind of like. What was up with the attitude or something like that. And she was like, I don't think I should have been on this show because I was under the understanding that this was a show about working and it's actually a show about drama and creating drama. And I was there to work and there's just like crickets in the audience. And Andy's staring at her like, you ungrateful piece of shit. Like, you know, Andy hates that as justifiably when someone is like, acts like, oh, this show is stupid. I shouldn't have been on it. And it's always the below deck people who get fired who are like that, you know? Yeah. And it was just like this moment where I think she thought the audience would be like, ooh, or like clap or applause. And no one said anything. And she was on with Kyle from Below Deck Med. And Kyle, to his credit, saved her ass because there was this awkward pause. Andy's staring at her like, should I just kick her off the set right now? And Kyle was like, well, actually, babe, I thought that, you know, you brought a lot of drama. You know, you say it's about drama and that's what you brought. And you brought the drama and actually you were perfect on the show. I thought you were really wonderful. And then she was able to like pivot because that little spiel that she had planned had fallen so flat that like, you know, Kyle gave her a life vest or a life ring or whatever to kind of just like pivot and then like reframe it as like, no, but I was like really glad I could be on the show. It was like really fun. I got to learn about myself.
Oh, God. Well, the below deck people, they get the least out of it. You know, they get publicly humiliated. They get dragged on Watch What Happens to get told off. And what do they get? They don't get paid anything. They get paid hardly anything for being on this show. And then they're just fired and back to obscurity, you know? I think this is one of the hardest shows to be on because, like, you really, there's a lot of downside. And there's not a whole lot of upside.
Yeah. So she's on her way out.
She passes Fraser and Haley, and she's like, bye. I mean, I can't believe it. And Haley's like, what? You literally got fired. Did you fuck yourself with a toothbrush? That's a big no-no, apparently, in that one.
You know, it never feels good to fire a crew member unless, you know, it's Hannah. God, I laughed for hours after that. But, you know, you're ending their income, and as a captain, I have to make the hard decisions, and I have to live with them, like, this is one less person I get to hug every single day. One less person I get to inspire. Tell them about Branzino. One less person who I can show the banana. God, I love the banana.
Alyssa's like, I mean, I got fired like for literally nothing. Like, I mean, I can't even be upset about it because like I literally didn't do anything. And she's like, yeah, this is quite a dictatorship here. Yeah, dummy. What do you think?
This is not a democracy.
You're so she, yeah, this is a job where there is a boss, you dumb.
There's a hierarchy.
Okay? So the captain is like, okay, deck team, otherwise known as dumb faces, you dumb poopies. Okay, have a seat. Now listen, I let Alyssa go, okay? She was a weak wind, all right? So I just opened the sliding glass door and let her, like, waft out. Now listen, your opinion is your personal opinion, but you have to have respect. Guess what? For lowerarchy? No! For hierarchy. Okay? And every one of you that I haven't fired yet, which is about half of you, has always done that. So I don't like malicious gossip, okay? Fun gossip, sure. You know, did someone fuck Sandy right in the elbow? Sure, that's fun. But the gossip about fucking Sandy right in the face, not fun. Okay, you understand?
You know what? It's like, after you have a little visit to the Jan, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you're going to have lighter steps. You're not going to have that chatter. And, you know, I think you're going to, together, you're going to kill this charter, okay? So let's smash this out. And we got it. Come on, team light steps.
You know why there's lighter steps? Because there's less employees. Yay, me. I did it. Okay, bye, everybody. I'm going to go fuck myself in the face. So Fraser is like, can we have a two-minute meeting together? All right, everybody gather around. We're fucked. All right, Tyler, just do whatever you can. Haley, God bless you. You know, show your tits to whoever won't, you know, whoever complains. Let's go. We're all going to die. Go! But actually, Fraser handles it pretty well. I mean, maybe he doesn't know yet that Ross was the one to be in that meeting, but I'm proud of him. Proud of you, kid.
Yeah. He's like, he's basically like, look, I've got a second chance. I've got a second chance to do this. He's going to turn it around. He's like, I'm better than this. I can do better. I can be better. I can, oh God, look how fat I am. Disgusting. It's all for nothing.
I can't fat any better than this. That's something.
I'm hideous.
Then Sandy texts Norma. She's like, bloop. Guess what, dum-dum? Sorry. Put your bra back on. You're going to actually have to do some work today. I need a new stool. All right?
Hey, at this point, you know it'd be easier, Sandy. Why don't you come to the shore and I just ride the ship, okay, with all my staffing people? Because at this point, no one who goes under on your boat lasts.
Bloop. Wow, you know what? You being in charge of this boat would be about as successful as you being in charge of hiring people. Not successful at all, you dumbass. Hierarchy, okay? Now why don't you go fuck yourself in the elbow, you dumb.
Hey, just want to remind you, you're saying hierarchy, but all I'm seeing is a shittyarchy. Okay, good luck with that.
Okay, just wanted to let you know, I before E, except after C, unless your name is Norma, because you're a dum-dum. Okay, bye, dummy. Good luck never moving forward from the HR of everybody in the world, wherever I am on boats.
Hey, guess what? You can't spell HR without adding a W, an O, and an E on all sides of them to make whore, which is what you are.
Guess what? Two of the last three letters of hierarchy are C and Y, and just add a next Tuesday. Okay, you dummy.
Hey, at least I know how to read a calendar. So I know when that is.
Dying of fire.
Drown in sea. Get eaten by a shark, bitch.
Bitch. Love ya.
Love you too. Okay, so I'll send someone your way.
The Deckies, Tony, the biggest gossip of the Deckies, is like, oh, she was fired. Can you believe it? And Ben is like, good riddance, honestly, and like flicks his hair.
Yeah, it does like a Pantene flip. And then Alyssa's like, okay, my work here is done. You know, I do feel like I'm a scapegoat. Like, I'm the only person who had the balls to speak up and defend our team besides Fraser. And it's impossible to place Fraser, so she had to get the next best thing. And that's me. No, you don't have to. This is the fact that you thought you had, like, you had the balls to speak up, that you're phrasing this in some sort of, like, admirable way, like you did something heroic.
You're a real Norma Ray over there. All right. It's ridiculous. So she's like, guys, don't cry. I'm not dying. I'm just leaving. And so Captain calls Rachel to the bridge and tells her the news. And then Alyssa gets to the dock and she radios. She's like, Alyssa, Haley, Fraser, Alyssa, I'm out, guys. And Tyler goes, oh my God, what did she just say? I think she just said, good job, guys. What did that mean? I grew up in a very religious family. That could mean anything. I'm so scared.
Yeah, this is Tyler's episode to wedge in the fact that he grew up in a religious family everywhere.
Like, he does it every episode. Like, we get it. Okay. Guess where religion is? Literally everywhere. Okay. To trip over it in the streets, sir. So Fraser pulls a Kyle and he's like, oh, Frank, Alyssa. I love you, Alyssa. And he hugs her.
It was really hard to say goodbye to Fraser, mainly because he's basically the size of a toothpick now. God, he really needs to have a better self-image of himself. Anyway,
it's like, God, I'm going to miss you. It's going to be so hard not being someone's fat friend.
So then Sandy's telling Rachel, she's like, you know, I had to let go of Alyssa because, you know, it was the insubordination and the fucking in the face. I did not appreciate that, okay? That is what you call fucking a hierarchy right there.
You know what? The lack of respect for my position, it was like a donkey on a surfboard. Insurmountable. Okay? It's like how Norma looks at the start of her workload every day. Insurmountable. Honestly, I don't even know how she breathes. She's very
lazy. It's like trying to do doggy style with a porcupine. Insurmountable. Also a little illegal. So then Fraser's saying, you know, pulls Captain Sandy. He talks to Captain Sandy and he's like, I just want you to know I respect your decision entirely and I'm going to work my hideous ass off because I want to impress you because it's about time I impressed someone in this life. Definitely not myself. So I'm going to be the best stew I can be.
Well, first let me say, Fraser, you have a great team.
Fraser.
And it's a lot to hear the chatter and carry that, but you have reset, which I appreciate. So congratulations on not being great, but having a great team. Okay. So in other words, I'm congratulating casting. Okay. Do you feel fatter? Are you feeling fatter? Okay.
Hey, congrats on being a dusty Nintendo cartridge. Okay. You pressed reset, the game rebooted, you lost your progress. But now nothing goes wrong, okay? There you go, kiddo.
And she tells us, you know, I know somewhere in Fraser, in between the donuts and the pizza slices, that he really wants to be the best. And everyone deserves a chance. I know he can be the best he can be in the Navy. Hierarchy.
And he can be all he can be in the Army too. Mm-hmm. So then, now the worst part about Alyssa getting fired is this very next little scene here. Because now Ben, of course, FaceTimes Camille. And he's like, guess what? Alyssa got let go. And she's like, she did. And he's like, yeah, they let go of the wrong chick at the start. I'm like, No. Camille was a disaster, regardless of Alyssa. There was a complete right choice. So this is not an exoneration moment for Camille.
And Camille's like, yeah, I'm vindicated. I've seen her be awful. Hashtag justice for Camille.
No, there's no justice for Camille. Do not. That will not trend. So that will never trend.
She and, Sandy tried to make it trend with her girlfriend. They went on, because I guess Camille's family owns like a big boat or they're boat owners or something. And there was an Instagram of them hanging out. And Captain Sandy hashtagged it Team Camille or something like that.
Wow.
It's like, oh, great move. You're just constantly making great moves over there. Gotta give you credit. Okay?
Don't love that.
So Ben's like, I'm feeling it for Camille. Hair flick. I'm head over heels for this girl, whether I'm going to admit it or not. You did just admit it. Okay, you're not in a Pantene commercial. It. Can we get rid of Ben too? I'm sick of Ben too.
I know. He's like, she's got me hook, line, and sinker. God, I love a big blonde idiot. I am smitten.
So then they have to take showers, and Ross is like, group shower. Again, thinking he's being like sexy and fun when he's just like about to be signed up to a sex registry. It's like within your very, very near future, sir.
Hey. Pre-charter meeting. Okay, everyone gather in the big room. Okay, God, it's really warm in here, isn't it? That's my subtle way to say Fraser. I thought we were hit the reset button on the thermostat, too. Okay, so charter number 7. Ah, we're almost there. 7 is a prime number. It's divisible by nothing but the number 1. And that's what I want to be. I want to work together as one, but with light feet because we all took a poop. A metaphorical poop. And its name was Alyssa. God, let's move forward. This is part of yadding, okay? We're going to shoulder this, and I'm going to support you, Fraser. If you need me to take a little squeeze bottle of water and pour it into your mouth when you get thirsty, I will do that for you.
Now, everybody, go walk. Go now that Alyssa's gone, go walk lighter in your steps. Not you, Fraser, okay? I don't want you floating out of those loafers, okay? All right, everybody, yeah. Get to work. So Ross is like whistling at Katie, like, yeah, Katie. Why do they keep showing this? I can't with the crusty ass, dusty ass, crumpled up Ross sexually harassing people at work. I can't. Oscar and Bravo needs to stop making this a forced storyline every single season where a boss is fucking their subordinate. Come on.
I know. So now the charter is arriving and it's basically a bunch of beauty queens and a gay guy. And this gay guy, it's like as soon as you see him, you know, oh, this is gonna be the stereotypical gay, the stereotypical gay guy who's the only gay guy amongst a bunch of women, and it's exactly what he is the whole episode.
Well, it's a crew of adult beauty pageant people. These are like Game of Crowns people. They are in yes. the classic Miss Universe, which means it's at the Foxwoods Casino, and they all have rich husbands who pay. And I have a feeling this was like whoever wins the. Whoever wins the raffle gets to go on Below Deck with me, girls. You know, it seems like one of yes. those because these girls do not seem to know each other, and it's hilarious.
No, they definitely don't know. And when I say about the guy being stereotypical, it's more like he just sort of does all the gay greatest hits, and they tee-hee at everything. He's like, yeah, it's like, they're all excited.
Yeah, he's very like Draco Malfoy. He's very Draco Malfoy, all grown up in a Speedo. You know, he's got bleach blonde hair. Yeah. Draco Malfoy, yeah. And he's just like Botoxed and fillered and, you know, the whole bit. And the ladies are just exactly what you think they are, too. You know, they come down the dock in their fucking ball gowns and sashes. And Haley goes, oh, my God. And Tony goes, is this really necessary? I mean, is the circus in San Lucia or what? It's like, wow, even Tony's judging you? He's like the nicest person here.
I know, seriously. Sandy's like, wow, the confidence, am I right? I mean, like, there's not a single polo shirt amongst any of them. Wow, I've never seen anything like this.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Meet Jill Evans. Jill's got it all. A big house, fast car, two kids, and a great career. But Jill has a problem. When it comes to love, Jill can never seem to get things right. And then along comes Dean.
I can't believe my luck. Whoa, I've hit the jackpot.
It looks like they're going to live happily ever after. But on Halloween night, things get a little gruesome.
This is where the shooting happened outside a building society in New Romney. It's thought the 42-year-old victim was killed after he opened fire on police.
And Jill's life is changed forever. From Wondery and Novel comes Stolen Hearts, a story about a cop who falls in love with a man who is not all he seems to be. I'm Kerry Godleyman. Follow Stolen Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Then Laura's the primary. She gets on board. She's like, the queen is on board. And then John, and then this is the most obvious. John gets on board and he says, cheers to the queen. And then I paused it right there to write that down. And I was like, let me guess. He's then going to say, and not me. And I press play and he goes, and not me.
Yeah. Then Frasier is like, oh, look at you. You all look amazing. And John's like, oh, so do you, huh? Yeah. Look at him. He's sweating a bit, ladies. Like, oh, God, now John's going to be inappropriate with Frasier. Come on. The show kills me.
So, so now Frasier's like, he starts giving a tour and he goes, he's like, so this is our sun deck. And John's like, ooh, do you get to go in there with us? And Frasier's like, sadly not, unfortunately. Apparently, I will displace too much of the water. I'm hideous.
So then Haley is down in the galley with Rachel, and Rachel goes, I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you, but I have multiple food restrictions to deal with here. And Haley's like, I mean, it's all right. I've got multiple breasts trying to burst from my top. You do you, I'll do me. Get back in there, you beast.
It's like two parka buns. Parka rolls. So Fraser's like, Fraser's talking, because this guy John is like hitting on Fraser. So he's like, I've been single for a while, 3 years or so. I'm not going to say I'll say never to a guest, but in this scenario, it's going to have to be a no. But thank you. You're lovely. Which is so funny compared to last season with Kyle, who was like, cheap and you can take away everything, but as long as you have that small, I'll take it. The most amazing small I've ever seen on you.
Well, they're very different guys, too. I mean, Frank was adorable, you know? So this guy's like cuckoo. So they depart, and Haley's like, so you guys have been in beauty pageants, have you? And one of the ladies are like, these ladies are queens, all right? I won in Vegas. It was a 20-year-over competition. Kidding! 40-year-over!
And then, like, John's taking photos of the girls, and he's like, yes! And they're like, oh, my God, he said yes! He did it! It's just like TV! He did it just like TV! Oh, my God! Meanwhile, I'm acting like I don't turn into that person when I'm in the exact same scenario. I'm just projecting, guys. Anyone listening, I'm just projecting.
That's so funny. You turn into that when you see Countess Luann in the store.
I know. I'm like, yes, queen! Yes! I just code switch.
So then Haley and Tyler are at the bar, and Haley's like, which glasses are you looking for? Because this is where Liz has put them. I mean, this is her bar area. You know, I'm quietly freaking out. I mean, Alyssa was on service. I know how to consume alcohol and have mad, mad fucking sessions with the bottle afterwards, which, by the way, leave the lid on. Otherwise, you've got a suction thing. It's just embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. But putting it together, I'm feeling concerned, to say the least.
You know what's great about Haley? I'm starting to suspect she's like a terrible stew. If you really think about it, like all the little clips they have of her cleaning, she's either like flopping over or she's like messing up something. She doesn't know how to pour a drink. She like literally doesn't know how to do anything, but she's just like so great. I'm like, oh, Haley.
Yeah, Haley, and you know her hair's all over all the sheets and everything. Like her hair is like kind of out all the time. So then we go to everyone in their swimsuits, which is, God, I wish I could just describe in words how ridiculous it is, but I can't. It's like glittery and neon-y and what do you call the thing on your neck? Warbly? What's it called? Waddly? Okay, jabbly, waddly. Wobble, yeah. Wobbly. It's all those things. It's like a disco ball made out of waddles. Basically on that deck. So everybody's going crazy. And then John does the thing where he goes to the bar. He's like,
hi, can I have one of those? Oh, that's a perfect drink. Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. And he's like in like a teeny tiny thong. Well, because Rachel comes out to ask about like, she's like saying how she's prepared a menu because there's a lot of dietary restrictions. And then, like, while she's doing that, John comes out. He's like, hey, girl, hey. And he's, like, in this tiny, tiny little thong. And she's like, oh, whoa. She's like, okay, whoa, okay. I can see that. The fattiness of that fucking sausage. Whoa, okay.
Don't think mama's not going to see that. So this lady. What's this lady's name? I don't write it. Lakeish. Oh, my God, Lakeish. Huh? Like, okay, so this lady's a total diva, of course, right? So she's like, so I want food. I want food. I want just a turkey club sandwich, okay? That's all, but I want food. Where's my food?
Yeah, she is on a power trip, okay? Which, you know, like, I think if your name sort of sounds like it's like the quiche, because that's in French, that's the quiche, la quiche, then, you know, like, I get it. Like, you're like, I come from quiche privilege, so I want this stuff, you know? But she wants everything. She's ready to flex her power.
So Haley's like, all right, well, listen, Rachel, sorry about this, but is it possible to have a turkey club sandwich? And Rachel goes, I need to know who it is. She goes, Lakeish, well, this is just going to ruin your meal, which is fine. I hope you choke on that. May or may not be my labia.
So she makes a turkey sandwich. And then some girl says to John, get your nuts out of my face. He goes, girl, you love my nuts in your face. It's like, oh! So then Tyler comes up with he serves the turkey club, and then Lakeish only has like one bite because she's like, oh, well, lunch is coming up, so I don't want to ruin my appetite. It's like, what?
Yeah. And then someone's like, well, is lunch coming? And she goes, yeah, I mean, I would love to eat because it's taking so long. I mean, what time is it? They were supposed to have our lunch up here. Yeah, because you fucking stopped her from making your lunch to make your fucking club sandwich, you dumb dumb.
And now you're not even eating the club sandwich, and you're going to complain about being hungry, but you have a club sandwich to eat, which you ordered because you already were hungry, You're not eating it. It's crazy. And Laura's like, Laura, the primary, is like, you have your turkey sandwich. Come down over there. Here, let me bring you out of the sun. Here's the rest of your sandwich. And she's like, no, we're supposed to eat. And it's taking forever.
Oh my God. And then she gets worse. Like, right when you think, okay, maybe she's just trying to like be a little extra for TV, you know, and be like fabulous. Like, I'm just going to order a turkey club. That's going to be my thing. It gets 10 times worse. She takes her silverware and starts banging it together and digging and going, lunch, lunch, I want lunch, feed me.
Oh my God, it is so obnoxious, especially rude. Because you have a flagrant waste of food right next to her.
Her overboard. Oh my God. Yeah. So then the ladies start talking. One's like, Colleen is her name. She's like, I'm competing next year, and someone's having surgery in Brazil. And John's like, oh, whoever's having surgery in Brazil, I'll come get a butt lift with you.
Oh my God, he's gay. So then Fraser is like, this is not sustainable. It's a bit crazy, but I have to do everything in my power to impress the captain. So they finally get their lunch, and even though they all really love it, they all think it's delicious, even though it's a completely low-sodium meal, John's like, the vinaigrette is so good. I love the vinaigrette. Hey, Fraser, I keep thinking your name is David since it's on your shirt. And he's like, well, I'd rather you call me Saint than David. Oh, I'll call you whatever you want me to call you.
So then, water toys, everybody's partying, and the captain tells Fraser, I can help with turndowns, and he's like, oh, thank you. So then it just cuts to Rachel sniffing a cutting board, which always fills me with confidence.
Yeah. Also, the bunch of them pile onto the banana, and then they just ride that banana, and the banana finally rises up and says, no, this time I draw a line in the sand, and just falls over on its side, and it kicks them all off and capsizes. It was great.
God, I love that banana.
I love that banana.
John announces to Fraser that he's going to do a drag show for everyone. Yes! And then Ben gets a text from Camille that says she booked her flight to the DR, where they're going to go after this. And Ben's like, Katie, you want to come? And she goes, no, you guys go ahead and do that, you know. And he's like, what about you and what's-his-buns, the paper bag? And she's like, well, you guys have like a... This would be a relationship across the world. Like, I mean, how do you do that? He is more respectful to me, so that's good. Like, we'll see how it works. He handed me a napkin after he, like, climaxed on me in the little tiny boat in the storage shed. So that was sweet.
Yeah, when she goes, you know, we're across the world from each other. You can't have a relationship with someone who's across the world. I'm like, also, you're not in a relationship. There's that, too.
Yeah.
He's just horny.
Yeah. So everyone's getting spray tanned and spray canned and made up and glammed up for dinner. And Rachel is wrapping up chicken. And she's like, this is low sodium and gluten free. And I'm going to have to get really mentally applied here because they all have dietary restrictions and they're all different from each other. And it cuts to a lady named Susan eating bread going, yeah, bread is really hard to come by because I don't eat cane sugar and corn and all that. Oh, fuck off. Seriously, fuck off with that.
Anti-inflammatory. So, so they're all enjoying. They're like, just making...
Have your own diet, but please do not come around me and start going off about how you're not going to eat cane sugar and corn. You know, I can't listen to that from anybody. Go away.
So they're just like chit-chatting, and one lady goes, I'm a boy mom. And then John goes, I come from a boy mom. And they're like, ah, because I actually had a daughter. I was married. We had a daughter. And in 2016, my wife came home one day and told me that she wasn't my biological daughter and she'd had an affair with my boss. And I don't blame her for anything because everything happens for a reason. I wouldn't be sitting here in a gown with you guys if this didn't happen in my life. I was like,
okay. That was quite a story. They call me Papa John now because I deliver the goods and the flavor. It's like, no, your wife having a baby with somebody else did not turn you into this Papa John within 7 years. I just refuse to believe it.
She's like, my husband's gay. I'm horny.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
That was quite a story. And it's funny because they obviously don't know each other. Nobody knows each other. And it's so funny how it jumps from, I'm a boy mom, guys. He's like, yeah, well, I come from a boy mom, let me tell you. It's like, geez.
He loves it. Yeah. You could tell he loves to drop that story. He loves to drop that story bomb on groups of people all the time.
Oh, so soup comes out and Colleen gets her own sauteed vegetable salad. Okay. And then we cut to... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, and then we cut... I was going to say the same thing. That's, we see Sandy doing turndowns with Tyler. She's like, oh, okay, so you just put your... So you put your hand on the sheets and you pull them this way. Oh, that's why they call it turn down. I thought it, because you're actually taking sheets and turning them down on the bed. Oh, I thought it was you play with the lights and make it a little dim in here. Okay, now I see why it takes so much longer.
Mm-hmm. I would just always start playing my Tiffany albums a little bit lower at night. But, you know, good to know. Let's rock on. When I saw you standing there. And so Tyler's like, well, she's definitely not the greatest, Steve, but I grew up in a very religious country, so...
Well, you're not allowed to be a great stew, even if you want to be. So then,
so do we clean this up? Because there's just shit all over the floor. Because they're really, really dirty. They just like walk on the boat, throw things everywhere. And so she's like, should we clean some of these clothes up? And he goes, we don't like to touch this stuff. And she's like, oh God, I hope they're not all like this. Look at all these towels. And he goes, good for you, Sandy. And she picks them all up. And then she walks through the boat and everybody she passes goes, look at all these towels. This is from just the guests just from today. Look at all of them.
And then, like, now after dinner, John's changing because he's going to do his drag performance. So everyone else is hanging out by the bar, and they're having the crew gets into, like, little wigs because it's going to be a drag performance. So Ross is wearing, like, a little white wig, and a lady goes, look, you look like Lady Gaga. I'm like, you literally, like, it looks like Bryan Cranston playing Andy Warhol at the best, but...
Now, I know that we're recapping a lot of Below Decks these days. We really, I mean, it feels like it's never ending for years, you know? And I'm not even being negative about it, but we see these storylines have got it. I can't watch more people thinking it's like hilarious putting on wigs and pretending they're drag queens. It's not cute. It's not funny. I don't need to see straight guys like being like, oh my God, look at how gay I am tonight. Like, it's not funny. Do something else, you guys. And also this fucking Olympics thing around the boat with the,
that's,
with the staff.
I'm more offended by that. I'm offended. I mean, the wigs I don't care about. The Olympic, the competitions against the Below Deck crews, this has to end. And it has to end right now. It is one of my least favorite things. It is so uninteresting. And now it's happening every single season.
It's every single season.
Where are they getting this where are they getting the feedback that people want to see this? Where is this happening?
Yeah.
Are there focus groups? Are there people is Maud from like suburban Des Moines saying like, God, I love those Olympic games they have on Below Deck all season long. I wait for that time when they mix it up with the crew and I always wonder who's going to win. Is that really happening, Bravo?
Yeah, I don't know. But and while I'm bitching about things, John goes, okay, I'm ready to be a drag queen. Fraser, would you introduce me as Trossy Twats? What am I not getting with that name? What does that mean?
I didn't get it either. I didn't get it. Dom didn't get it. You didn't get it.
Dom didn't get it either. Okay.
There's like,
because I feel like he would have his finger on that pulse more than us, you know?
I just feel like there was no wordplay.
It
was just like he said, twats. Well, now I looked up Trossy Twats and I got a very not safe for work Google thing. A lot of things like trashy pussy. And trashy cream pie and trashy hairy porn, Tracy fuck. As a man, what do you think of women with tattoos? Trashy or trailer trash, BBW, hairy sluts, pussy search. These are terrible.
Okay, I found what it is. You have to look in Urban Dictionary, okay? It's Trossy, spelled T-R-O-H-S-S-Y. And it's a combination of tramp, hoe, and hussy. Girl, I slept with Daniel, Scott, Levi, Adam, Alex, Tyrese, and Laquan. Friend, you Trossy. You Trossy.
Trossy. guess what? I'm there still going to say I don't see the wordplay. There's alliteration at best.
Yeah. But there's
like, shouldn't it be called
it?
Like,
good for you.
Trossy. Shouldn't be a play on the word Tracy, on the name Tracy? Like Dick Trossy?
There you go. Yes.
Or Dickless Trossy, or like, I don't know, Trossy Storms.
Yeah, Trossy Dick Lords. Trossy. I like that. Dick Trossy works.
But he's just like Trossy, you can still say Dick, and Twats.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's terrible. So he comes out and dances, and he's mad. And then Haley's like, oh my God, I'm into it. And Tyler's like, every queer person has been through something hard. I went to a private Methodist school, and the environment was very intolerant to seeing how, so seeing how unapologetically he is, it gives me confidence. Confidence to come out to my parents. No matter what you have, no matter what you have to like yourself, I try to convince myself of that every day. And I was like, you're very sweet. Now please go downstairs and finish the beds, okay? Those beds aren't going to make themselves.
Yeah.
Move away from the Trossi. Move away from the Trossi, okay?
You knew I was still looking at Trossi. Well, I was looking at Trossi because it's a combination of tramp ho and hussy, but the ho is backwards. It shouldn't be Trossi? Trahosi? It shouldn't be Trahosi? I thought it should be called Trahosi. Trohssy. At some point, someone has to realize that the H and the O are in the wrong order.
Yeah, it should just be a tramp and a hussy, right? Trossi.
Trassy.
Trossi.
I feel like across the board, we all could have done better as a gay community with our slang.
As a gay community and also just a community at large, because Urban Dictionary isn't that easy to get into. Like, you have to, because remember a long time ago, we tried to get Cut Fitness into Urban Dictionary.
R.I.P.
We had a ton of people submit it, and you can't just get it in there. I mean, it has to get a ton of votes. So this is like a big thing, Trossi, that people are saying, you know? And I feel like we need to start having some standards, guys, okay? Yeah. Also for our drag queens. Like, everybody's not just a drag queen. I think when you see a true... When I went to see RuPaul's Drag Race tour here in Austin, I guess like last year or 2 years ago, I was so fucking impressed, because I don't really watch that show, but I was so impressed with how artistic it is and like how hard they work. I mean, they're flipping, yeah. They're doing the splits, they're jumping backwards onto table.
Timing on the lip syncing.
They're making all their costumes, which are amazing. I mean, they're so talented to be that good. And I'm sick of them just being like, I'm gay and I have a wig. I'm a drag queen named Trossi. Like, no, you're not, okay? Earn your fucking stripes and do it off of my TV. Go. Get out.
You're terrible. It's like, you know what? In the aughts, American Idol was huge, and you had everyone who was like, everyone decided that they were a singer now. Everyone was like, doing the melisma. I'm sure I can't bring myself to watch Camille's American Idol audition, but I'm sure it was, you know, whatever. But it's like, everyone's like, I'm a singer. Everyone thought they were a singer. Now, RuPaul's Drag Race is a huge, huge show, and it's done amazing things for the LGBTQ. Plus IA plus community. Huge, wonderful things in terms of, you know, acceptance, yada, yada, yada. But the downside is that now we have a lot of people who think that they are drag queens. And like, look, you know, the spirit of Drag Race and the spirit of our community is, listen, you are who you are and you express yourself. And like, who is anyone to say that you don't be what you don't let out what's
me.
On the inside.
That's who. Okay? That's who. But that's who's said, to say. Me. I'm to say. You are a terrible drag queen. Get off my TV. There, I said it. Yeah. It's not me.
You can be yourself, but choose the right platform. Okay. Like, we don't like if you want to be a singer, but you're not there yet. I'm not going to say you should be on SNL as the musical guest. Okay. You go
be
to the
yourself.
Local bar.
Be yourself, but be better. You know, be a better
be self. Be yourself, but also understand what yourself sounds like.
Be a different self.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Lakeish pulls Fraser aside and she's like, okay, now you know I'm the greedy guest. So remember that turkey sandwich? Wrap that up and put it in my room with a Sprite. And tomorrow I want steak covered in 4-carat gold.
24.
I wrote 24-carat.
At first, I thought she asked for 24 carats. I was like, okay, wow, she likes carats. I was like, oh, no, she's 24-carat gold. So
good
Fraser
for
goes,
getting some roughage in with that turkey club.
Or heavy metals. So Fraser's like, the problem with this woman is not that she is that she doesn't even want the turkey sandwich. She doesn't even want to eat. She just wants to ask for more. There's always one, isn't there? Always one who wants the turkey club and doesn't want to eat it. I wouldn't know, because the other day I ordered a turkey club and I ate a small corner off of it because I'm out of control.
Mm, So Fraser goes down to Rachel and he's like, darling, I'm sorry to come to you with this, but you know the woman who wanted the turkey sandwich this morning? She wants another tonight. And Rachel's like, that's fine. I don't need sleep.
And then she makes a quite lovely turkey sandwich and puts it on a dome. And I was like, that's nice. Made me want a turkey sandwich right away.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder what's going to happen with Rachel in the next few episodes, because Fraser is writing comments on things like, oh, God, Rachel's horrible. Wait till later in the season. You'll see why. She's a monster. I'm like, God, because Rachel's kept it so together this season, you know? I'm like, now what's going to happen?
I mean, this is a long season. I mean, this is like, we're on episode like, 17 or something like that. It is going. But who knows? Maybe when Captain Lee comes back, everything gets crazy. So then there's late night cleaning and stuff. And Tyler's up on Lates. And then LaQuiche comes out of her room and she's like, I couldn't sleep in there. It was too small. It was like claustrophobic. So then she decides she's going to sleep on the sofa in the stateroom, or in the main salon. And she's like, you're going to find me a sheet. And he's like, he's so angry. But then I actually felt like a real venomous side came out of Tyler. Did you notice that? He's like, LaQuiche is acting like a little brat. She's supposed to be the beauty queen and prim and proper and poised. And I really thought she'd have more class.
And yeah, I'm like, listen, clearly I'm not here to. That's not true. I'm like, well, I don't know that I've ever heard the stereotype that a beauty queen is all prim and proper, but I guess so. I guess it's kind of like that cotillion type thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm no LaQuiche defender by any means, but there was something about the way and that he like reacted and the way he reacted the whole rest of the episode that was like had like a nastier tone than just like standard disdain. I was like, oh, see, Tyler's all nice and lovely and he's so sweet and he's doing his laundry, but there's a dick inside of him.
Oh, of course. Yeah, when he walked onto the boat and he's like, wow, here we are on a boat where nobody really works properly, this should be fun. I was like, uh-oh. So he just gets away with more because he's like real cute and young. He's like, oh, I'm just from a religious place. It's like, you're a monster. I can see it. Come to me.
He's got like that adorable scarecrow kind of look. Yeah.
So it's the morning and LaQuiche is snoring on the couch. And so the captain is saying it's windy and they have to check a beach. And it's probably going to be too busy to go to the beach. But at least I want to say we tried. Because as captain, you always want to meet the guest requirements. But you have to manage your expectations. Because they'll ask for the moon. Or they'll ask for you to bury someone in the desert with only their head showing. And then throw rocks at their head until they're dead. Oh, that was a good Saddam one. I said, Saddam, no more sand toys. Get back on this yacht.
We're not gonna give you the moon. That's when I almost wish that John, the resident gay, had a copy of the ChatGPT thing that we did last week on our bonus episode, where we told ChatGPT to describe the moon in a sassy way, and it was like, girl, let me tell you about the moon. Because that's basically that's what John is. He's basically ChatGPT get sassy, right?
And she's trying to find a beach for them to go to. Like, who's John? Who's John?
John is the gay guy. He's Trossy.
Oh, John. Yes. Oh, girl, let me tell you about the moon. The moon said, get your nuts out of my face. And I said, girl, moon, you know you want my nuts in your face, moon.
That's okay, Ronnie, because we had that episode of Southern Hospitality where I was like, remember when I was like, God, Grace Lilly, she is wonderful. I love Grace Lilly. And you're like, well, anyway. So then we see Grace in the mirror and I go, who's Grace? Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, good. So they're trying to figure out what beach to go to. And she's like, is that a nice beach? And he's like, no. She goes, we need to go to the other beach. The other beach that you already know is a fucking disaster.
Why are you doing this?
Why?
Why are
you bossing people to an ugly beach with needles and Diet Coke cans littering it? You know?
Why can't you make a reservation at one of these beach clubs for these people? Why? You're a yacht.
How is there no beach in San Lucia? That's crazy. So then it rains. And so Fraser is like, okay, listen, we're doing huevos. He takes breakfast orders. And of course, they don't want the special huevos rancheros. LaQuiche wants an omelet. And she also wants 24 karat gold on her steak, she reminds him. And he's like, well, listen, you asked for a sandwich, you got the sandwich. You asked for a Sprite, you got the Sprite. And now you ask for a steak and you ask what's going to happen? And John's like,
he's like, girl.
So Lakeisha's basically like, you got this. So Fraser tells Rachel all this, and Rachel then explains what the hell, because I was like, what is Lakeisha talking about? What does she mean? Because she's just saying, I want 24 karat gold on the side. And I had no idea what she meant. And then Rachel explains that there's a fad where people are basically wrapping their fancy ribeyes with 24 karat gold, which is, don't understand it. Like, it doesn't add anything to the flavor. But hey, if people want to do it, then God bless.
You know, and also I think that that should be an upcharge. I know that when you go on these yachts, you're supposed to get whatever you ask for, but not gold. I mean, that's like, you can't just walk on a boat and be like, can I have anything I want? Gold, then. Bring me gold.
Can I have a set of diamonds? Thanks.
Yeah, you can't do that. So then let's see here. The ladies are having breakfast, and one of them is like, oh, my God, look, my daughter's calling me for money. Hello? Mom, I need money for plants. I just had you on speaker and told everybody you were calling me for money. Bitch.
Stupid little brat. Yeah. Talk about Trossy. This one right here. Am I right? What'd you say, Bob? Nothing, hon.
Trossy Teresa. That's her drag name. Well, that one doesn't make sense either. So glad we're on the same page there, bitch.
But by the way, she wanted money for plants. I think that's actually nice. She wasn't like, Mom, I want money because I want to go out with Joyce to the discotheque.
She's asking her mother for money for weed. I mean, come on, money for plants.
I guess I was wondering if that was code.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ross is talking to Fraser about games and just planning doing these games on board, and Fraser's like, well, we have a beach that I know is horrific, and we got a preference sheet that clearly states the guests want a beach Olympics. As yachties, we don't say no, but on a day like today, I feel like we can provide more entertainment and luxury on board than off. I'm like, I don't care.
He's so ridiculous, this guy.
I literally don't care about these Olympics.
So he's like, Captain, I would like to keep them on board. I can let them know that we can do the beach if they want, but it would be miserable. And she's like, okay. So this is how he pitches it to the guests, okay? He goes, there's a forecasted rain and forecasted lack of rain, or lack of sun. We have one option. The location we've been to numerous times, and I'm definitely not the only one thinking we've seen nicer beaches. They're like, okay. And Katie's like, we can set up different levels of the boat, make it fun. He goes, this is your trip, and if you still want to do the beach, we can, even though it's called Needle Beach because people get poked with heroin needles, and people should be renamed Sid and Nancy Beach because you're all going to die there. Now,
does anyone have any allergies to donkeys? Because there are stray donkeys on this beach. And also, it goes to that saying, donkey feces. Does anyone have a problem with that? Because otherwise, we can totally do the beach.
God, he's so sour. Like, dude, try and make this sound like a fun time. He needs work. This guy needs to polish.
Wait, no, I thought he did the right thing. Because he's like, it's a shitty beach, and it's rainy. It would be a disaster. So let me tell them, let me tell them as politely as possible, this plan stinks.
Oh, I thought it was terrible. It was like so negative and low energy. Everybody's just staring at him like kind of like, okay. And then the main lady goes, I don't know about that. And someone says, well, what do you guys want to do? And Lakeisha goes, I want to be happy. Okay. How about that? And I'm like, yes, that's the answer. Just tell them it's raining, but you're going to make them happy. Then do something.
Yeah.
You know?
So, of course, Laura's like, hey, can we have the crew be part of our teams? Because, of course, like, why do we ever believe that this group of people wants to do Olympics? Okay, this is obviously the producers were like, okay, this is what you're going to be doing on your charter, right? So, of course, like, yes, of course, the crew will do the games. No problem. And then Lakeisha pulls Rachel aside and is like, hey, by the way, did he show you about the steak? Isn't that cool? Isn't that so cool? And Rachel's like, stupid person. It's like, you want glitter shit? I'll give you glitter shit for days.
So now they're doing, the deck team is playing because the interior has to clean up the rooms because they're filthy. Everybody's just being monsters in their rooms. So the Deckies play the Olympics game with them. And then, of course, they team up. It's like one Deckie and one guest together. And Ben gets teamed with John. And he's like, oh, I've got a perfect Speedo for you to wear. Which I feel like anybody else would be at least like, oh, God, please don't, dude, please. But Ben loves it. He's like slicking his hair and like trying to look all sexy in their selfies.
Yeah, and it's a pink Speedo. So John's like, we'll be team two in the pink, because it's a reference to vaginas and putting fingers into vaginas, right? Something like that, right? And everyone, provocative. So then,
That was downright Trossy, am I right?
Super Trossy. So then Haley is down in the cabin. She's like, oh, these guests are reminding me of the creature in Sesame Street who lives in the bin and now is the lead deckhand. What's his name? The bosun? Looks just like him.
Please, at least put away your wigs. There's just hair like lying all over everything. So I refuse to recap Olympics on this show. So take it away. Yeah.
Well, they do activities.
It was fun.
And that's over. So Fraser's like, you know what? I think the captain was right. I feel really light. I feel really good today. Maybe the captain is an oracle. Oh, wait, I just remembered I had a bowel movement about an hour ago. Well, either way, feels great.
I think that the captain's right about helping weights that I didn't know I was carrying. I guess Alyssa was one of those weights. So we have captain to thank for that, don't we? And then the captain gets a bloop. You're gonna get a new stew in 2 days. God, hopefully it's the one I ordered. It's actually a captain who knows what she's doing and can keep a staff. Okay, bloop.
Hey, Norma. So excited for the CV. It looks like what you're sending me is just a crate full of poop. So I don't know how this can help the boat, but it seems in line with everyone else you sent my way.
Bloop. Well, we actually did a poll amongst previous guests, and we said, who's a better captain, Captain Sandy or Creative Poop? And the Creative Poop won, so shipping it right over. Bloop.
Well, listen, it's so kind of me to send you one of your children, but I feel like that could be awkward if things go badly, so I'm going to have to send this poop child back to you.
Bloop. Well, even dead in the water, that child can lead better than you can. Oh, I think I just saw someone jump off your boat and die. JK, it was just Ross trying to flirt with Katie. Okay, bloop.
Bloop, it's called Olympics, and it's wonderful, and you better shut your mouth right now, bloop.
Bloop, say hierarchy again. You non-talking nincompoop. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm sensing you have no respect for hierarchy, but out of respect for the hierarchy, I will say it. Hierarchy, bloop.
Okay, well, here's all I have to say in response. Hierarchy, bloop.
Here's what I have to say in response. Stupidarchy, that's you. Okay, not my best work, bloop.
Love ya.
You too, bitch. Bye.
So then, Fraser, God damn it. Please stop coming on with weird sounding names when we're American and pronounce things. Fraser, it's hurting me to hurt you. I'm not doing it on purpose. So Fraser and Tyler, Tyler needs a break. So Fraser's like, get drinks, sit down, take a long shit if you need to. It's like, ew. So then the ladies are at lunch enjoying themselves. And Laquisha's still being like, hello, I need a drink. I want seltzer water, but listen, not just regular seltzer water. I want strawberry. I want mint. I want all the fun stuff in the water. He's like, mm-hmm, okay.
You know what's funny about Laquisha is that the 24 karat gold leaf on the steak is definitely more extravagant, but all of her high demand, like she is high maintenance, and yet she has generally a low bar of what she wants maintained. Like she's like, I want something else. A turkey sandwich. I want this now.
Yeah, a turkey
glove mint sandwich. In my water.
Yeah. I think yeah,
the gold leaf is a little bit more extravagant.
We've seen a lot on these shows where they're trying to pretend that they're rich, but they're obviously not rich. You know, it's just like, this is what I would do if I was rich. I'd have a turkey sandwich whenever I wanted it.
Yeah. And I think if she actually led with that, I would actually be in support of her turkey sandwich. If she's like, you know what? I work all day. I have an ex-husband who drives me nuts. I've got kids who don't appreciate me. And at the end of the day, all I want is a turkey sandwich. So you know what? This entire charter, if I feel like I want a turkey sandwich, and if I change my mind, that's fine. But if I want a turkey sandwich, I'm going to get a turkey sandwich. I'd be like, Jess LaQuiche, you deserve that turkey sandwich.
She's fucking obnoxious, whatever's going on inside her head. At this point, I don't even care. I just feel for her, you know, because she has a family, and that family is mortified, hopefully.
They've made a lot of sandwiches for her.
So, Ross is now massaging Katie off on the side of the boat, and he's like, let's arrange to do this with less clothes on and oils. Fire.
Unpleasant.
So then John is posing in the hot tub and dancing around and shaking his nuts around in his thong. And then it's time to change into blacks for dinner. So,
and they're, yeah. And everyone's getting ready for dinner. They're going through their towels. Like they're all running out of their towels. And Faye's just like, they're using too many towels, these people. And LaQuiche is like, yeah, she's like, I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to clean my Hello Kitty without a towel. I had to air dry it. And Haley's like, oh, you know what I use to dry my Hello Kitty? A toothbrush, if you know what I mean. Hello, you know,
I actually used my roommate's kitty once. She got very upset. Kitty. Yeah, she got so upset she went to the bathroom and brushed her teeth with her electric toothbrush for about half an hour. Really felt for the girl.
So now everyone heads upstairs to get some dinner and some drinks and everything. And then Sandy all of a sudden gets a text from Captain Lee. And it's like, hey, kiddo, you mind if you have a minute to tack? Let's go tack.
And then we see Tyler and Haley go down to do cabins. And Tyler's like, well, LaQuief is at it again. She's like, oh, bitch. And then we see Susan. Was this the lady who she's is like, staying away from cane sugar and corn? I can't. So I think
so. She's roommates with LaQuiche, I think.
So she's like, I gotta go get something for my room. So Haley's like, oh God, watch this then, LaQuiche or whatever. And she throws underwear or something on the bed and it starts like kind of sit jumping on the bed and laughing. And then Susan walks in. She goes, sorry, I guess there's glitter all over the bed. She's like, oh yes, we love you. We love you. We love you.
Give me an S. Give me a U. Give me an S. I'm sorry, I can't give any more letters because I was raised in a strict Methodist school where we only were allowed to have 3 letters in our cheers. All right, Tyler, you did your best.
She's like, oh my God, let's hope Susan doesn't have the best of hearing or we're going to get fired, right?
So now Sandy is talking to Captain Lee and she's like, Captain Lee, so good to hear from you. I've only been speaking to that bitch Norma. Am I right? High five virtually. He's like, okay, well, how's it going up there on that boat? A lot of people leaving the windows dirty and getting in the goddamn way.
Well, I got news. My doctor's cleared me to return, and I'll be back to take over in a couple of days, Sandy. Captain.
She's like, whoa. Well, you know what? I have commitments at home. Ow, got my face. And I'm happy to turn this back to you. Oh, God. Just fucked me in the face with that one. Okay, take it back. I'm happy for you and for me.
You know, this has always been Captain Lee's boat. It's his crew, or at least what's left of it is his crew. And I'm happy to turn it over to him.
I know. Captain Sandy is like 10 little Indians to the crew. There's going to be nobody left.
Listen, now we can step on board and have a sweet, lean, operating machine implication. He had a shitty crew before, and I fixed it all for him.
Hierarchy. Well, that brings us to the end of... Below deck, everybody. What an exciting time. Well, it'll be interesting to see how Captain Lee comes back and deals with all these changes.
I know. I'm really fascinated to see what his reaction is going to be. I mean, I think he'll support it. He'll support Sandy. That's the kind of guy he is. But you know what? She had a job to do. If you weren't supporting her, she couldn't support you. And that's just the way it is.
I don't know. He says some things on Twitter because, you know, he live tweets with the rest of the cast, whoever participates the shows. And he's like, well, I don't disagree with the Camille decision, but I would have appreciated a heads up. And then people are like, Sandy, oh my God, Captain Lee's coming for you on Twitter. She's like, I thought we were all friends here. So who knows?
Oh, wow. So, well, these are going to be the last few Captain Lee episodes because he won't be coming back for next season.
Shut your whore mouth, Ben. Shut your whore mouth. Okay, we can discuss that at another time.
Okay, sorry to bring it.
I don't need to deal with that right now. It's too much. It's too much. It's too goddamn much, Ben.
I'm sorry. Hey, respect the hierarchy.
That was a real fuck you in my face, Ben. All right, everybody. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.